You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 136, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the Podcasting Queen. My guest today says, don't be afraid to dream big, because you have a big God who can do all things. Joining me on today's show is Gabrielle Triono. Gabrielle is a writer, she is a speaker and founder of Living Revelations Ministries. Her blogs have reached thousands of people worldwide, and she hopes to continue to spread the word of gospel through the online Bible studies and media. Now, Gabrielle's passion is to empower others to walk into their God-given purpose and see their lives transformed. And she encouraged others to do this, to do life with God, and to take that step of faith to walk into their destiny. Gabrielle is a creative person, and she has an entrepreneurial spirit in everything that she does. Now, on today's show specifically, Gabrielle's going to share looking to God for the vision and wisdom, don't be afraid to dream big, as well as the importance of being still in the Lord and spending quality time alone with Him, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Gabrielle.
Thank you.
It's so interesting when I'm doing these daily shows that how people's topics and themes that they want to talk about are sometimes similar, and it's really interesting that the other guests that I've spoken about today are talking about creatives and really about the importance of leaning in, spending time with Him, being still. Because I know as entrepreneurs, we often hear the term, you know, hustle, hustle, work hard. Yes, we need to be focused in what we're doing. But as Christian entrepreneurs, we need to remind ourselves of the importance of finding that time to be still with God. So it must be a very important topic that we need to get out there, because it's come up the third time today in the interviews. But Gabrielle, share with us, if you would, an overview of how you came to launch Living Revelations Ministries. Was it something that you'd always kind of had planned in the back of your mind, or were different experiences and opportunities kind of guiding you through to now have your ministries open?
Yeah, well, it's actually kind of funny, because I've never actually planned to have my own like ministry, blog, all of this.
Yeah.
And I still remember the first day where God called me to writing.
Yeah.
And this was around when I was in college. And I honestly was terrified, mm-hmm. only because growing up in high school, writing wasn't my strongest feature and all of this. But during that time, I was also getting close to the Lord, and He was speaking a lot in my life.
Yes.
And I was hungry to know Him more. And I remember just one day driving on the way back home, and the Lord told me, I want you to share this through writing. And I was completely like, what? Are you sure, God?
Mm-hmm.
But that desire, He placed that in me. It just stayed with me.
Yes.
And so I believe that same week, I took a step of faith. I wrote my first blog, and I was like terrified. I remember posting it on Facebook, and mm-hmm. I couldn't go. I was like so scared that I didn't want to go on Facebook for the next 3 days.
Yes.
You know, scared and terrified what people would say.
Mm-hmm.
But to my surprise, I found that a lot of people, my first already commented, even could relate. And so that started my journey of sharing God's word through blogs with Living Revelations.
Yes.
And now I've been doing it for about 3 years, but about a year going in, I was amazed at how the Lord was able just to spread the blog and how many people were able to be reached.
Yes.
And I started getting messages from families, friends, and then people that I don't really talk to on Facebook, but just messaging me and saying, hey, like, wow, that blog post was so timely. I could just relate to it. And I even had unbelievers actually reading my posts and saying they were touched by it.
Yes.
And it was amazing to me to see that, wow, Lord, as we partner with Him and take that step of faith, He does the work. You know, the Holy Spirit reaches people. He connects. He touches hearts.
Yes.
And now it's just like gone worldwide. because I also utilize, you know, Instagram and social media, mm-hmm. and being able to connect with everyone. It's amazing. Been so amazing.
What I think is really amazing about that too, and it may be an insight that someone really gets an aha from today, isn't it interesting that you said previously, you know, as you were going through college, you did not really see writing as one of your strengths, yet through listening and then taking action on what you felt called, you know, and God saying to you, that skill and strength has really developed in you. And I wonder how many of us have a belief or misbelief, if you will, that we're not good at something, yet God's actually planting the seed and say, hang on a minute, yes, you are. Follow me and what I want for your life, because that is really where I want to place you. What would you say to someone who maybe is going through a season of his or her life where they're doubting a skill or a strength or a gift or a talent? What did you do? I mean, did you immediately think, all right, I'm going to start writing? What did you do? Because the insight is going to help someone take it from doubting to, okay, I need to trust that this is the right step, but I need to continue to develop and nurture that gift and strength.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And I think many times people are afraid to take that step because they're like, I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. Or this fear, like, what are people going to think? Or sometimes people might even feel like what they have to offer is not significant enough because yes. other people are doing that. Because mm-hmm. I know for me, man, like, that was a struggle that I had, was starting off. I'm like, man, God, I see all these other people, like Proverbs 31 Ministries, like all these people who have thousands of people following, they're already sharing blogs. And I was like, you know, in a sense, like, Lord, do I really have something to offer? Mm-hmm. And I remember I was actually discouraged because during the first 2 years, I would try to spread my awareness. So I would try to be like a guest blogger at different blogs. Mm-hmm. And I remember I tried applying, signing up to one, and they emailed me back actually, and they said, like, sorry, like, your writing's just not good enough. Mm-hmm. And I remember at that moment, I actually like just broke down. I'm like, God, why would you ask me to do this if I can't even be a guest blogger? And this actually, I forgot the name of it, but it was a small blog, and they still didn't want to take my writing. But like, it was at that moment when God reminded me that, Gabby, I have called you to this because you have something unique to offer. Like, if I was just created to be like someone else, then what would my existence be for? Mm-hmm. And it's like this comparison game that I think that really pulls us back when we start comparing, we start thinking we're not good enough. And God reminded me that it's by his strength that he will do this. Mm-hmm. And as I was faithful, actually, this happened 6 months ago, I was connected with YMI. And they, I don't know if you heard of Our Daily Bread, that devotional.
Yes.
They're pretty big. Mm. Yeah. So I got connected with them, and they actually wanted to share my writings.
Wow.
So I was like, wow, God, like, look at the growth that mm-hmm. happened. But imagine if I had just like stopped the moment I got rejected.
Yes.
The moment I felt depressed, like, I would not be able to reach this point now where I'm establishing this into a ministry. Mm-hmm. YMI is partnering, and like all these things. And I think the key is just to remember that what God's calling you to is because you have a special purpose. Mm-hmm. You can, there's going to be other writers, there's going to be other speakers, but the way you deliver God's message is going to be so unique mm-hmm. that no one else can do that.
Yeah, so
I
important.
Love the verse in, yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to share with us?
The one verse that I really love is in Jeremiah 1:5, where God says, before I made you in your mother's womb, I have chosen you, set you apart for a special work. Like, when I read that verse, I realized, like, God, before I was born, you already set me apart for something special. Like, just knowing that makes me like, Lord, I want to believe and have faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. And I think what's really interesting in that is that if we look in the, you know, various Bible stories such as Moses, you know, and he was a go and speak to Pharaoh and he stuttered, and just so many other people that we know well through all of the stories I'm sure we learned in Sunday school, that at the time when God called them, they were thinking, really, who me? But it's through the time where, you know, through a period, and that period or season can be different and longer or shorter, depending on who we are and what God has planned for us, that when we trust him and we continue to nurture and to strengthen that gift, then that's where he will really set us apart and start to really move and shift and get that message out there. If I look at the very first time when I started podcasting, and I sometimes will go back and listen to it, I would just, you know, you cringe and it's like, oh my goodness. But, you know, you need to start somewhere, I think, and to hone that craft. And you mentioned Proverbs 31. I'm sure we all know and love Lisa Turkus, her writing. And she'll often, you know, reflect back to the very first time when she wrote her first manuscript. She was also rejected as well. And I'm sure over the years, you know, and her writing is just, you know, so beautiful and connects with a lot of people. And, you know, maybe we need to just continue to take a step back and hone that craft and gift and skill and strength that God has placed within us. Let's talk about the vision and wisdom, looking to God for that. I think it aligns beautifully what we've just spoken about. What are some of the things that you do to ensure that you do continue to look to God for the vision and wisdom in your business?
Yeah, because it's so easy, especially for me. I've grown up being very entrepreneurial, so I'm very visionary. I want to do this, that. And there's a lot of things I want to do, but obviously limited time. And so God has constantly been teaching me to like look to him, to where he wants me to focus my time. And for that vision, that it has to come from the Lord, because when it comes from God, no matter what we go through, we know to persevere, because God has given us that vision and he's the one that's going to establish it.
Yes.
And God has, especially this past 6 months, has been really teaching me that. And I know, I think it's Proverbs 16 where it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will establish your plans. And God's really been teaching me that, because, you know, like as being very visionary and God's giving me all these visions, how it's going to reach internationally through film, media, conferences, all this. In the beginning of this year, I started getting anxious. I'm like, gosh, okay, if this is the vision, then I need to do this. And I just started finding myself being anxious and like striving, like I need to get this speaking engagement, this, that. And when things started not going my way, I started getting anxious. But I remember my pastor actually told me, he was like, Gabby, you can't grow faster than what God wants you to. Mm-hmm. And where you're at right now is where God wants you to be. Like to trust the process, to trust that he will take you there, that he will open the doors. Yeah. And we don't have to force ourselves in there. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing, honestly, because I was discouraged in the beginning of this year. I got declined for one of the speaking engagements that I thought I was going to get in. Mm-hmm. I was like, Lord, if the vision is true, this has to happen. But it didn't.
Yeah.
And I was so discouraged, but I was reminded like, Lord, I know that I can plan all these things, but it's you who establishes it.
Mm.
And eventually, actually just last week, I was able to do a workshop that was just brought up to me. The door was open. I didn't even have to try. Mm. And so I'm like, Lord, I know that I don't have to push myself, but you will open those doors.
Yeah.
You will make a way.
Yeah, such a great lesson. And I think, you know, as Christian entrepreneurs, and we're going to talk about this in a moment, not being afraid to dream big. I think sometimes God will hold us back purposefully and intentionally, because not only are we growing and developing our skill, and we talked about that earlier, we're also growing and firming ourselves, if you will, on him spiritually. Because often when, and especially if we're in ministry, and many of us, all of us listening and viewing today, I'd imagine are Christian entrepreneurs and who are really building kingdom businesses to serve and honor him, we have an enemy that wants to distract us, wants to discourage us, wants to, you know, do all of that, have us be disappointed so that we don't continue to really thrive and get our message out there in a way and impact the world. So we need to be mindful of that we continuously lean in, continuously grow spiritually as well as practically, you know, in our business. Such an important insight for all of us. Let's talk about not being afraid to dream big. It's really interesting. This one, it's almost like we want to dream really, really big. And then we know that our dreams need to align with his. Our will needs to align with his. But sometimes I think, you know, do we really believe that what we have as a vision and a dream can come to pass? And as we know, we serve a God whereas nothing is impossible. So what do you do to help you really stand firm with that absolute belief and faith about not being afraid to dream big? What are some of the things and lessons and insights you've learned?
Yeah, I mean, God's word for me even this year was to be bold and be courageous. And I think many times, like, we are afraid to dream big, right? Mm. Like, we're afraid to say, like, oh, I want to do those things.
Yes.
And I know I've talked to many people, like, a lot of people, especially in the creative aspects. Like, maybe you have desires to do art, to speak, to sing, to, you know, whatever, all these things. But many times we feel like, oh, this is like crazy. Like, let's get back to reality. And they settle for less than God's best by just sticking with a safe career. Maybe like just pursuing medical field or typical jobs, which is not bad. But like, they're just doing it for the sake of, you know, security because they don't believe. But I always tell people that, like, if God has given you those desires and those skills, it's meant more than just to be your hobby. It's really meant to touch the world, like to impact many lives. And 1 Corinthians 2:9, where God says, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no mind has fathomed, the plans that God has for those who love him. Like, when I read that verse, I'm like, Lord, like, that's the plans that you have for us. And we don't have to be afraid to dream big because we have a big God that can help us accomplish these big things. I think about if God actually wants us to dream big because when we're able to accomplish those things, people can see like, wow, that was definitely God right there.
Yes.
Like, there's no way Gabby could have done that, or there's no way that person could have done that.
Yeah.
And
I love that. Yes. And here's what often will happen for me is you kind of play it safe. It's kind of like, I'll set my goal here. And even though it is stretching, there's still, you're not opening yourself up for disappointment. But, you know, and I can't remember exactly where this verse is, but it's kind of like God says, you cannot be on the fence. You're either for me or you are against me. And in that instance, I'll just put it there. It's kind of like, really? You know, you're limiting. And that really is a form of mistrust. You know, it's kind of, so
right.
What would you say to someone then? Yeah. That is still, you know, that hesitation is going to, well, I'll put my goal there, or I'll put a vision there and I'll dream there, but not too big because then I don't want to set myself up for disappointment. I'm sure we can all relate to that. Have you related to that? And what have you done to really help you shift through that? Maybe there is a Bible verse that really helped keep you focused.
Yeah, no, that's good, because I feel like if we don't allow ourselves to dream big, because in order for us to get to where we want to be, it takes the action steps that we take today.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not willing to dream big, then that means the steps we're taking today are not towards that goal.
Yes.
And I know for me, I'm just like, Lord, I know you want to impact nations, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, like, it starts with what I do today, right? Mm-hmm. Being consistent, especially with my blogs, like, even if I don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. But like, I know, Lord, this is the vision you have and this is what it takes. And it's like that commitment. And I love Hebrews 10. That's another verse that I love. I think it's Hebrews 10, 35 or 36, where God says, do not throw your confidence away, but persevere. Persevere, keep doing, and then you will receive the promise that God has for you.
Yes.
And so we have to like persevere through like the mundane.
Mm.
Like when you're starting, you're not going to have, you know, those like, whoa, like, you know, all, you're not always going to have those feelings. Like sometimes you'll wake up and you don't feel like, especially being an entrepreneur, I'm sure you can relate.
Yes.
There's days where you're just not going to feel it. You might not get as much engagement as you like to have and all these things. And then you start comparing yourself, like, oh, well, this person has this and that. But it's like we just have to be still in the Lord and trust God. Like, hey, even if one person is touched, I always say that to myself. Like, I did my job. Like, at least one person was touched.
Yeah.
And having that heart and just trusting the Lord that, yeah, God's going to bring it. He's going to establish it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it even ties to like that alone time with God, allowing him to speak those promises over you so you can hold on to them.
Yeah. I love what you've just shared. And I think it's such a great reminder for us, especially as creatives. And as I mentioned in one of the earlier interviews, when we are creators or we're a service-based business owner, the service and our creativity is very much part of who we are. So if we do spend hours creating a blog post or a video or a podcast or whatever it is, and we share it with the world and there's like 2 likes, you know, if we're not letting some, that can really deflate us. And it's like, oh, that's it, you know, or whatever it might be. But I think what you've said is just such a great reminder. And that Bible verse, we need to persevere, because from those 2 likes or whatever, someone else could read it, or those 2 people may have been at that point where they were about to give up, walk away, but that planted a seed. So we just don't know how God is going to continue to use that. And there is obviously going to be a lesson in that for us. Who are we doing this for? Are we doing it for the likes and for the validation externally?
Right.
Or are we doing it for our Lord to honor him, to say, here is the you know, what I felt called to be, to write, to share. It's yours, Lord, now do with it. And get it into the hands and the ears and the eyes of the people that you want to have hear this. I think once we do that, that is when God kind of says, well, now your focus is on me, where it should be, and I'm just going to take your message to the world, you know? It's finding that balance.
It's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
No, it's so true because I really believe that God does that, because if you're not ready for it, like, and he immediately gives you that audience, like, you're just going to puff up and, like, start doing it for the audience.
Yes.
And so as I was going through that, I felt that growth process. And, like, now when I look through social media, I can have a post that gets, like, thousands of likes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, God, like, imagine how, you know, through social media now, we just, it has given us an outlet to spread to people.
Yes.
But whenever I see those, whenever I see like that happen, I'm like, Lord, that's you. Holy Spirit, that's you bringing it to them. Like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I just did what you said, and then you spreaded it.
Yeah. So it's such an important and such a great reminder for all of us that as we are continuing to grow and our influence does continue to grow, that we remain focused on him first and foremost, and that beautifully segues into the next point you want to talk about, the importance of being still in the Lord, spending quality alone time with him. Because as we tend to get busy or we become frustrated or whatever it might be, we can often not do this and try and hustle more and get busier and busier and allow our deadlines to determine where we focus on. But as you say, it's important to be still. Share some insights. These are so important.
Yes, especially for an entrepreneur, because anything business related, if you're having your own business, you're going to have ups and downs, which means anxiousness, right? Fear.
Yeah.
But I really believe if we are spending that quality time, that alone time with the Lord, it is possible to go through trials without anxiety, without fear. Like Philippians 4 talks about it. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything through prayer, petition, bringing a request to God.
Mm-hmm.
And like as we read throughout Philippians 4, you know, Paul writes and says, Christ, in him, he will meet all our needs through the riches in Christ Jesus. And like, that's the key that I have to remember is like, Lord, the blessings, the provision, the open doors, like that comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
Like we could do so much, but if God's not in it, it's not going to happen.
Yes.
And honestly, like if we try to take things into our own hands, we don't know what's best for us. Like we need to be hearing from God. And I really believe as, you know, entrepreneurs, business owners, people who are trying to start their own thing, it is like so crucial and so important to look to God for wisdom daily, to spend that alone time. And I'm a big journaler. I love journaling what God speaks to me.
Yes.
Because I always think of alone time as a two-way communication, right? Like we speak and we hear from the Lord. And I always journal it because there might be days where 2 days later, I'm just like, God spoke a promise, right? He told me to be still, but 2 days later, I'm feeling anxious. Like, no, God, I want to try to take things into my own hands. But it's at that moment where I look back at my notes, like, Lord, no, you said this. So by faith and obedience, I want to stay still and trust in you. Like, trust what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's only through faith, through obedient, faithful living, that we can reach that promise that God has for us.
Yes.
And God's going to take us through things that will require faith, which means, like, things might look bad. God might even tell us to do things that seem crazy. Because I know because I also work corporate as well. I have a full-time job there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're trained to, like, to make decisions based on what we see.
Yes.
But I believe as faith believers, we have to understand that God's asking us to live by faith, which is not by sight.
Mm.
And so we have to hold on to that, like keep our eyes on Jesus and not on what we see or what people are doing, because that's just the only way to get to that the promise that God has for us.
Yeah. It's so important. And I think sometimes too, you know, as creators, because of the fact that our work is very much who we are and an expression of us, and if we're supporting others through our coaching or however we support them, I think that if we continuously look for validation for external things and not internal, that can really limit your self-confidence. That's something that I'm finding that will come through, because the enemy will continue to shine a light or have things happen around us that trigger us, you know, that will often have us doubting that we have what it takes, that people are really interested in us, or even some of the criticisms that we will see. And speak a little bit about this too, because as we are starting to share our voice, get our message out there, not only are we impacting the people who we want to serve and support, but we're also sometimes attracting the attention of people who are naysayers, or sometimes people who really are very negative. And there's even a word, you know, trolls, that I don't know if you've heard that term used.
Right.
It's, you know, here in Australia often. These are people that are really out to destroy other people's reputations and just through what they say. And that can be an area that keeps people stopping or stuck from getting their voice and message out there because they don't want to attract the attention of those people. What would you say to someone that is listening or watching today or the recording that really feels called to share his or her message but hasn't yet because they're afraid of the feedback, the rejection, and even, real negative comments?
Yeah. I think that's why it's so important to know our identity as a child of God. Like, that's just key, because if not, if our identity is based on what people say, mm-hmm. it's going to be like a roller coaster. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm good, I'm down. Mm. But if our identity is in Christ, we know that we are valued by God. We're destined to be victorious. Yeah. Like, nothing what people can say can affect us. Mm-hmm. Because, and I know that's a fear that I sometimes have too, and I have to remind myself, like, hey, my validation doesn't come from what people say, from how many followers I have, or this or that. Mm-hmm. But my validation comes from Christ alone, and he's called me to this. And regardless of what the results are, I believe when we do step out in faith and we pursue the things that God has for us, it's going to be so fulfilling. And that's my passion, is empowering others to walk into their God-given purpose, mm-hmm. because there's nothing more fulfilling than living the purpose that God created us to be.
Yes.
Like, we weren't created to create our own purpose, but we were created with a purpose by God.
Yeah, yeah. One of the beautiful, what you've just said, such a great reminder. And one of the things that I often will remind myself of and those around me who are struggling with this, and we all have this as a conversation, I think, is that sometimes the way people respond or react has nothing to do with us personally, but rather where they are right. in their lives. And, you know, so for me, we're called to even, you know, love our enemies, which can be harder to do. You know, it's easy to say and harder to do it sometimes, and to pray for them. But you know what? We can be the change or the difference in someone's life. Not that I'm saying that you want to interact with those people, but for someone who might challenge how you react and respond to them, and if we do that out of kindness and compassion, as Jesus would have done, that can be the difference to them that, hang on, I was just... You know, I just said something and challenged that, and they came back responding like this. That's really quite different and quite unique. I'm not saying that we need to be saying that sometimes you read like a doormat that everyone can stand upon, not at all. But rather, if we're convicted, as you said, we know who we are in our identity in Christ, that we can, with that full confidence, be able to have that conversation, but no, don't take it personally, because it's nothing to do with us,
right.
but where they are at,
yes.
and their life and their career and their struggles. And just by showing a bit of compassion could just be the difference to planting that seed that allows people, well, maybe there are different other things that people are saying that is truth to that, and we just don't know where that message is going to land or who that's going to support. So, Gabrielle, we've spoken about so many different things today, which are all so very important as creative Christian entrepreneurs. How can people find out more about Living Revelations Ministries and the great work that you're doing?
Yes, well, you can definitely go to my website, livingrevelations.com, and then also check us out on Instagram. That's where I get a lot of engagement, Living Revelations.
Yeah.
As well as Facebook.
Fantastic. And of course, we'll put all of the links on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE136. And if you're listening and watching the live, I'll tag Gabrielle, and you'll be able to connect with her that way. So Gabrielle, one of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests is finishing up the show just with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today too?
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, let's yes. pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity that we've had today, that we've heard Gabrielle speak and share such important insights to not be as scared or afraid to dream big, because we know that as you, who we love and really want to commit our business to, that, you know, with you anything is possible. But we're reminded, Lord, that the decisions that we make, the opportunities that we say yes to, we need to make sure first that they are very much aligned with where you want our business to go. Father, we just want to pray for people who are listening and watching today. If they feel a little bit confused, we just hope that through the information and the insights that Gabrielle has shared, that they too will feel blessed. Father, we just want to uphold Gabrielle in our prayers and our thoughts, that you'll continue to bless her business, the work that she does. Father, you know, you, as she said, that you've been able to really take the blog posts that she's created and written and shared those with so many people around the world to really impact and influence their lives. So we just want to ask for your continued blessing on her and the work that she's doing. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Continued blessings, as we said. And, just loved everything that you said. So important for us just to keep our eyes focused, to be still in Him, and, not being afraid to dream big. So thank you once again for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.